Blog Talk Radio.
New developments in what police call a possible hate crime against Empire star Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Police overnight releasing surveillance.
Hello?
Yeah.
On your show
now,
press 1.
Oh.
Do you hear me on here?
Goddamn horny ass. What are you?
Can you hear me?
Can you all hear you? People are the first ones. I don't want to hear this damn nigga.
You don't
want to
hear
him.
Hurt people.
Yo, damn. They don't know why. You must understand that Sophie is. My shit ain't no soup. There ain't no soap on his ass. He's trying to deal with motherfucking town. Here, this bitch is back. Oh my shit. Get off that fucking phone. You're not going to be on that phone. Turn my light off. So ass man, come here. You ain't just trying to get the motherfucking phone. What's wrong with him? Give me another mother back this evening. What's wrong with him?
I ain't heard no more.
How long?
Welcome to part 2 of the Jussie Smollett and R. Kelly situation. I can't talk today. I have my sister on the phone, and I have my good friend on the phone, Africa. And I have my good other sister named Cece on the phone. And we're going to be talking about the situation circulating Jussie Smollett. Well, Justin, his real name is Justin. I just found out today. His real name is Justin. Justin Jussie Smollett and R. Kelly.
And she's in her kitchen. You think she's quick?
New
every time you
have
some
snacks,
I got the snacks for you to run in that kitchen and eat them up. Let me catch you taking some more of them.
He has been charged. He has been indicted by the Chicago grand jury on 16 counts of filing a false police report
you
in Chicago. So, Lisa, I mean, Africa, what do you think about that? And if you want to weigh in on this topic, you can call the radio show at 646-668-8438. Weigh in on the
topic. But what you don't do is
climb
my back and go to
filing a false police report.
Y'all see him on the screen, you not eat me out that box. I did not buy no fucking snacks for you to walk around his house and feed him up. You understand me?
Hello?
No fucking money. So, yeah, I'm here.
What do you think about the situation at hand?
No snacks ain't just for you. No sister eating too. To realize you got a brother and a sister here now.
Hello.
And he's gonna be here too. You need to stop. I'm here now, so I'm talking to not fear.
What do y'all think about the Jussie Smollett? He was just indicted this morning on 16 counts of filing a false police report in Chicago.
Oh no, I was just saying that. I don't know why they indicted him for that many counts. That's fucked up. But.
So he went from one count.
That ain't fucked up. His ass sitting there making them damn lines up like that.
I know he was wrong for lying. I know. I ain't saying he was wrong for lying. I was like, they didn't have to get him that many. Like, damn. They waxing his ass.
He's pretty good as hell.
You know, I just feel so bad for him, you know? You know, we just let him know.
Yeah,
it's okay to make a mistake. You know.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they're waxing the fuck out of his ass.
Yeah, they are.
Boxing her dirty clothes basket. And that,
no one's perfect. As I said the other day, and my friend was telling me, she was like, "He gotta make yourself perfect." So she's like, "You gotta make yourself perfect."
All right, you gonna lay down?
We're
about to your ass down.
And I never understand what she means. You gotta make yourself perfect. No one is perfect. Africa's not perfect. CC ain't perfect. I'm not perfect. So.
Mhm.
I am perfect, bitch.
You are not perfect. Bitch, you are not perfect.
I am the best fucking person in the world.
You are not perfect.
You don't think you're
going to
hit me, bitch. I love myself. Shit.
I'm
perfect
in every way. Do y'all think R. Kelly, do y'all think that he is guilty of what he did to those women? Or not?
I don't. You know, it's hard to say, but like I said, shit. It is what it is. You put yourself in that predicament. If you put yourself in that predicament, then you make your man and you lay in. Shit, you knew what the fuck you was doing. You got in that man limo. You knew exactly what you should do. You knew exactly what was going on. That was R. Kelly. What the fuck did you think? He ain't finna sit there and put his goddamn thumbs with you. He rich as fuck. The fuck out of here, man. Come on now.
But you know my cousin.
Come on.
He's broke. My cousin said he broke.
And she don't know. He's not broke.
Right. He claims he don't got no money. Shit. They just got his ass.
He's lying.
They
right.
Just got
he's
him
lying.
Well, why his child support?
They got him for not paying child support. This motherfucker had a brand new suit on TV, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, but I guess that
Maybe he is broke because he sure ain't paying child support.
Girl, he ain't paying. That's another thing. That damn Drea Kelly ass ain't worth that greedy bitch. Because he was giving that woman money. He gave all that. He was giving her all type of fucking money. Bitch, you should be broke then. He was worth.
Who he got a baby? Who he got a baby by?
I don't know. Some girl come out and move. And Drea Kelly is all about money. She a scammer.
I think a lot of these motherfuckers, I think a lot of them just want money from them, too. I think it's all about money, too.
It is about money.
Because, like I said, first it was Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? Now it's R. Kelly. It's like, I just find it so funny. All these, now they got Michael Jackson. They fucking with him. It's like, damn, it's like all these motherfuckers just want money. It's mm-hmm. about the money. A motherfucker's trying to get paid.
Well, he's dead, though. He ain't even alive.
I'm not saying none of these allegations are true, but I'm just saying, why motherfuckers wait? And it's 2019. If this stuff happens to all y'all women, all this shit, why y'all want to wait till now? You see what I'm saying? So that's why I look at it like, damn, these motherfuckers about a dollar, and then one motherfucker speak out, then all these motherfucking women, oh, yeah, R. Kelly touched me, too. Oh, yeah, I got touched, too. Oh, Michael Jackson did this. Michael Jackson did that. Like, what the fuck? Bill Cosby. Oh, Bill Cosby touched me. Bill Cosby. Like, what the fuck? Where was y'all at years ago when this shit happened? Shit, Bill Cosby was an old motherfucker. And y'all want to lock this old man up. This man almost is dead. He almost dead. And then y'all want to put this motherfucker in jail for the rest of his couple of the little life he did have left. Y'all for letting his ass suffer in prison because of what somebody said that should have been said years ago. Now here we go, R. Kelly. Same thing with him. I'm not saying that it ain't true. But my thing is, why motherfuckers want to wait till now? So, yeah, I look at it like it's about a fucking dollar. Like motherfuckers trying to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
That's the way I look at it. I think a lot of it is about motherfuckers trying to get paid. I'm not saying it ain't true. It didn't happen. I'm just saying it's just awfully funny how all this shit just started happening to all these black actors and singers. And I think a lot of this shit, all these people want to get paid about a fucking dollar. Shit, I could yell out rape right now. R. Kelly raped me too. Shit. I might as well join the crowd. Everybody else doing it.
Right.
All right.
Where the fuck is y'all evidence and y'all proof? Where is all these sex tapes everybody talking about that R. Kelly not made? I haven't seen shit.
I haven't seen one. Shit. I got a CD years ago with him on there trying to say that he was on there beating on the girl. But it didn't show anything. It just showed him peeing. I didn't see a girl.
I just feel like they should have more proof and evidence. All they doing is locking motherfuckers up because of what females and people not telling, people telling these. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But it's just sometimes shit just don't seem right.
It don't seem right. What it is, what
so
it is.
So what y'all think about? So what y'all think about Jussie Smollett being indicted on 16 counts, filing the first police report? I can't talk today.
He did what he did is wrong. What he did is wrong too. But I just don't think that they have to do him like that. Like damn, they, you know what I'm saying? Like damn, they had to. I just feel like they didn't have to wax him as much as they did. I mean, yeah, give him a little prison. I guess he deserved to, you know, go to jail for what he did. But at the same time, I mean, damn. They need to be a little bit more. It ain't that. I don't know.
He had reached out to me years ago, and he didn't seem like that type.
So, I mean, he already, by him lying, he already not fucked up his career and all that. You know what I'm saying? Let it be that. Like, he already could have suffered. But damn, to put his ass in prison and do all for all them 16, kind of like, God damn. Like, is it that serious?
Yeah, they're doing it because the man hours that it was spent. The lie that it was that they—that's what they saying. But like I said, I'm always gonna stick by his side. He's, you know, everybody is entitled to their own action. It's just proven guilty in a court of law, and you are innocent to proven guilty. So until he become guilty.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he wasn't. I'm not saying that he wasn't wrong. I'm just saying why they waxing him with so many
Like, damn.
Right.
Where's that soul
from? I just think they're being a little bit too harsh. They don't got to, like, damn.
Well, you know, this is the Donald Trump era. So this is the Donald Trump, for instance, set a message. Well, his race
is.
What's
my cell phone number, Dante?
It is, you want me to say it on the air?
I don't give a damn. They ain't gonna call me.
513-331-3622.
513-331-36. Hold on,
I just think it's wrong that what they doing to both of them, you know. I still think that it's more to the story. It's a cover up to me. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to the story, and it's gonna come to the light.
It's 3622.
331. Did you get it?
Yeah, 331-3622.
Yeah.
Okay.
We still in the area, people. If you want to call in and give your I can't talk today. Give your reasons of why you think Jussie Smollett and R. Kelly shouldn't go to jail, you can dial in at 646-668-8438. I'm still talking and still cannot believe that this has happened. What do I think about Donald Trump? Donald Trump, I don't think he's going to get another turn. He says he's going to get another turn. Not if I can help it.
I don't got no comments for him.
You say you have no comment on Donald Trump?
Mm-mm. Man, how can you have a comment on a motherfucker like that?
Right. Why is this thing working now?
Let's say, hand me a light. My belly's been burning.
I feel like this thing all going to be true.
What'd you say?
Oh.
I'm gonna play a song. I gotta go to break. I'm gonna play a song though.
It's threat to her wife. All I need was one.
I'm gonna play a song though. Let's see what I wanna play. What I wanna play. She said she don't wanna hear no more music by Jussie Smollett though.
I like his music.
Okay, you like his music.
He's gonna always be a good singer.
New developments in what police call a pop.
Hold on, I'm trying to find the music.
What is going on here? Just what he did wasn't right. Just what he did wasn't right.
Possible hate crime against Empire star Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Police overnight releasing surveillance showing two persons of interest seen in the area where Smollett told police.
Brendan, what can you tell us? Yeah, guys, so this indictment came from the Cook County Grand Jury in Chicago.
Get her blanket out of here. I don't know what they're looking at.
Report
Different cat, all these alternative facts catch me outside, how about that? Why is it so hard to keep hold? Who got that popular vote? Was the whole thing just a joke? Was that whole thing just one big joke? It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. Trying to be perfect, but look at the president. Burning me inside, it feels like you walk a million miles. Losing momentum, losing your wind some. You better get out now. It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Still a
Africa, you still online? Africa, you still on the line?
Hello?
Lisa, you still on the line?
What did you say?
I was trying to see whether she's still on the line.
She probably hung up.
She still is hung up, but she's still on the queue, so whenever she comes back on the phone, but we're taking calls at 646-668-8438. I just hope he don't go to jail. No, like I said, no one's perfect. Let me see who else I can call.
They already sentenced him, though, didn't they?
No, he go back to, he go for his first appearance next week. Hold on, let me see who else I can call. Hold on. But she ain't talking. She always do this. She always do this stuff. Hold on. Let me see what's up and call. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important questions, press 2.
Jen, they're reconnecting you now.
Hello. I don't know where Africa went to. This thing is acting up. We're still taking calls at 646-668-8438.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm just calling you live on the air to see if you want to give any counsels, Terry, about Jesse Smollett or R. Kelly. I'm on my live radio show, so with my sister and Lisa. Well, looks I don't know where she went.
It sounds interesting, but I was asleep at the moment.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess he was asleep. Okay. Oh, let me call her back.
What?
Let me call her back.
Oh.
Lisa. Hold on.
Hello.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Okay.
Are we back? Are we good? We good? We back? Okay. Huh?
Oh.
A friend of mine sent me a video on Jesse. Oh, it's still. Hold on. A friend just sent me a video.
Oh, because they do it for me. Okay.
A friend just sent me a video. Let me see if I can still upload though. Why is it? Hmm. I'm just going to play this video that I already had. Hold on.
New developments in what police call a possible hate crime against Empire star Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Police overnight releasing surveillance showing two persons of interest seen in the area where Smollett told police he was beaten by men yelling racial and homophobic slurs. His manager claims they were on the phone when it happened. Both men have now been asked for their cell phones. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
These tonight are the best pictures so far of the two potential persons of interest Chicago police are hoping to find. These dark images in the freezing cold shortly before actor Jussie Smollett says he was viciously attacked.
EMS has refused and said the apartment's next to the Lowe's Hotel.
The openly gay actor was walking here early Tuesday morning from his apartment to this 24-hour sandwich shop. On his way back, he says he was beat up by two men with covered faces who poured a chemical on him and were yelling out racial and homophobic slurs.
I know the police department is working aggressively to come to the bottom of what happened.
He told police one of them put a noose around his neck and in a later interview said they yelled MAGA country as they hit him. Today, the president was asked about the incident.
That, I can tell you, is horrible. I've seen it last night. I think that's horrible. It doesn't get worse, as far as I'm concerned.
A neighbor from the actor's apartment building told police that earlier she saw someone outside carrying some kind of rope. But police say her description of this person is different from the actor's. Police do tell us Smollett is seen on a security camera walking back home with a rope around his neck.
Mom, really?
He was in town filming Empire, the series that made him famous. His manager confirms the attack, saying that he was on the phone and heard everything. Police have asked for that phone and its records, but say Smollett did not want to give those to police at this time.
All right, so let's get back to Steve Osunsami with us live again tonight. And Steve, we're hearing from Jussie Smollett's family now tonight for the first time.
We are. In a strong statement, they say that he is the victim of a racist and homophobic attack and that this was a hate crime. They say that his story hasn't changed from the very beginning. David.
Steve Osunsami, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show.
So what y'all think about? Y'all think that's y'all think that's all a made up story or what? Hello? Shamil. I don't know what happened. Let me call her back.
Yeah, I had to clear my line up.
So, do you think that's a make? Do you think that's a makeup story? What they were talking about?
What's a makeup story? Hold on.
I'm about to play a song.
This wonderful song called Better Day. You know who's coming? Lee Andrea Johnson. Yes, she is.
That's the thing about being really wrong, dude.
Remember.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so where is Lisa? Lisa? Okay, so I don't understand what's going on with her. Lisa? Hold on. Going on with this?
Important instructions, press 2.
You have reached the voicemail box of 513331.
1. To hear important instructions, press 2. To start your show now, press 1. Start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Block this number, call 712-432-4282.
Welcome to the King and Queen's Palace, where all of our callers are treated like royalty. If you've heard this message before, you can skip it at any time. First-time callers must listen to this complete message for some important rules, instructions, and contact information. Since this service is for adult members only, you must be at least 18 years of age to join. If you are not, hang up now. We do not tolerate any physical threats or harassment of our callers. Advertising or free weighing of other chat systems is not permitted. Absolutely no illegal activity is to take place in any of our rooms. And we do not allow anyone making an excessive amount of noise on purpose. This includes blaring of loud music, blowing in the phone, or just anything that is disruptive to our callers.
Anyone who gets caught breaking these rules will be immediately removed from the system and could be either temporarily or permanently banned from calling. We also suggest that you never give out your name, address, or phone number to anyone on this system. You never know who you are dealing with over the phone, and it is not worth the problems you could face by doing so. Now, just so you know, not every area on the system can be monitored 24 hours a day. It is then up to you as a legal adult to decide if you want to join, and if you do, you are doing so at your own risk. We disclaim all responsibility for anything that happens to anyone by using this service, and will not be held liable for anything anyone does, says, hears, or absolutely anything that happens to anyone by meeting or exchanging information on this system. You have been warned. To proceed, press any key.
You have reached the voicemail box of 513331362. At the tone, please record your